Welcome back to another episode of Unmatched Sports, the platform where we tap in with TSU athletes and uncover the stories behind the stats. Today we're chopping it up with none other than DeMarcus Juice Thompson, a force on the defensive line and a leader on and off the field. From his journey to Texas Southern to the meaning behind his nickname Juice and so much more. With that being said, let's get into the episode.
You had a phenomenal season last year. You made a big impact on the TSU defense. What aspects of your game do you plan on focusing on to elevate your performance this upcoming season?
Yeah, I feel like I had a great season. Some of the things that I could work on aspect-wise is learning more about the play calls and what formations the teams is running. You know, studying the film a little bit more. Just winning early in the games.
As a defensive tackle, like I talked to Mike the other interview, you know, playing defensive end, playing defensive tackle, it can be kind of taxing once you get towards the middle part of the season, end part of the season, going against those offensive linemen. So what is your approach to disrupting the offensive line's rhythm, and what techniques have you found most effective?
Yeah, for me, I'm looking to beat the O-lineman as soon as the ball snapped. I'm looking to get past him and knock him off balance and things like that. But what was working for me that I noticed, I felt like me being on the inside, being more of a lighter guy, I was more twitchier than most guards because guards are usually slower. So I feel like me working speed to power was most effective for me.
And going a little bit more in depth into it, a lot of people starting to know your name now. A lot of people are starting to know DeMarcus Thompson. I'm going to start with the journey. Transforming from University of Delaware, now you get your experience at Texas Southern. How have you liked the atmosphere of Texas Southern, the campus, and just the community aspect of it?
With being here at TSU, they allow me to be more of myself. They allow me to be more of myself, be who I am, and just, you know, be me.
And I know a lot of TSU fans want to know this, and me personally, I want to know too. And a lot of people, they, like I told you, they getting to know you, and they know you as your nickname Juice. What did you get that nickname from, and what does it signify about your personality and your playing style?
Well, what's crazy is the nickname, it didn't start off as a positive thing, which is crazy because most people don't realize that. But it really started at fall camp, and fall camp is hot. And I'm not from Texas. So I'm not used to this Houston heat. So I was tired the first day. And Coach Passwaters was like, I don't got no juice. So I wasn't really having it. So I was just like, I was tired or whatever. And players on the team, they was like, he ain't got no juice. So when I started making plays in fall camp, and I was just, because I'm the type of guy, I'm not going to say too much. I'm just going to let my actions or my game speak for itself. So when I was making plays, I just started throwing up the little juice sign. And it's just, that's where the juice came from.
I ain't going to lie to you. You turned that into a positive, because every time somebody do a juice celebration or somebody call you juice, it's in a positive light now. So you turned that around.
Yeah.
So, you know, staying with the nickname, you know, now that you changed it into a positive, does that bolster your confidence when you're going against these offense lines? You want to hear in the stands, oh, there go Juice. Does that play a part into it?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Like, the support that I get from my teammates, it helps. But, you know, with having that role, a lot of guys expect that from me all the time. So, you know, it puts me in that situation to where I feel like I gotta make this play for the team. Like, Juice gotta show up, do something. You know, if I'm not showing up in practice, or I'm not showing up in the game, they're gonna be like, oh, he ain't got no juice. So I feel like that the nickname Juice, you know, it helps me with being a player, a teammate, and all that.
And you kind of going into my next question. You go from Justin Sorrell to Johannes Seawright to Coach Dishman. Everybody's emphasizing discipline within the team. How has their coaching philosophy impacted your approach to the game and your role on the team?
Well, yeah, just picking off of back what I had said. Personally, I feel like I gotta make a play. Like, people gotta know Juice is in the game. Juice is practicing. You know what I mean? If I'm not doing something, if I'm not doing the little Juice celebration, then I feel like practice was just a waste of time. You know, I feel like I gotta make an impact.
I feel like what I told Mike, everybody needs a break, you know, so you can make an impact on the field. So the off the field stuff plays a big impact what you do in during the season. So I tried to add this question on when I ask people questions on the podcast, like, what do you do off the field that, you know, bolsters the things that you do on the field? Like, do you play games? Do you do a lot of workouts? Do you go fishing? Like, what entertainment stuff do you like to do that's beyond the game of football that can help you on the field?
Well, me personally, I'm not the type of guy that goes out a lot. I just be inside. I be inside playing a game. I just play 2K, Warzone, stuff like that. But, I mean, just taking care of my body. Like I said, with this Houston, you got to stay hydrated. I eat the right things. I don't really drink. I don't drink juice, which is crazy. This one is juice. I really don't be drinking juice like that. So, I mean... And I started adding stretches into, like, my routine in the morning. So I just, like, stuff like that helps me stay healthy and stay ready for games. Because, I mean, like, I started playing all the games last year. So I feel like just that, staying out the way and stuff like that, plays a big role.
Hey, man, I'm going to help you out, man. When I edit the podcast and that, I'm going to take out the juice part. I'm going to change it and say you do drink juice. We try to get you a Minute Maid. We try to get you a Minute Maid NIL deal, man.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, man. Hey, so first off, I want to say on the podcast, congratulations on graduating, you know, getting your degree. As we approach your senior season, right, now we talking about, like, leadership. We're talking about winning. We're talking about legacy. What do you want to leave for the younger players, and what do you want your legacy to be when it's all said and done at Texas Southern University?
Just for the young guys, I want them to know that it's okay to be different from everybody else. You don't got to do what everybody else does. You know what I mean? And like my leadership, bro, I want to be the type of leader that leads by example, that does the things like the right way, as in showing up on time, you know, respecting everybody, don't matter who it is. You know, that's pretty much.
The last question I want to ask you, talk about personal and team goals, or the goals that you have set in the defensive line room this upcoming season. What is your ultimate goal this season to achieve?
So as a team, I would say our goal is to win the PV game. We're going to start off by winning the PV game. Then we're going to take it week by week and win all of those games. Win the SWAC, win in Atlanta. And we're looking to take over.
That does it for another episode of Unmatched Sports. Big shout out to DeMarcus Thompson for pulling up and giving us a deeper look into his grind, growth, and goals for this season. Make sure you're locked in with him and the TSU football team. It's going to be a big year this season. Don't forget to like, share, and follow the podcast for more stories from the TSU football players themselves. Until next time, stay unmatched.